Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Somebody else can play cards. I'll just sing Jai Radha Madhava. Jai Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Bhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari. Gyan Tittimanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tati Swapadantikam Panchakalpativischa Kipasindu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. Today is the very auspicious day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance. Am I speaking too softly? Can everyone hear? Sorry, it's my first time giving class, so I might be a little nervous. So we heard this morning from Acharya Nishtaprabhu some biographical details of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life. So what I hope to cover in my little presentation today is something that personally inspired me a lot. From reading the work of His Holiness Danudar Swami, who wrote a very nice essay on Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, establishing what he gave us as a very, very bona fide process for pure devotional service. I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but Srila Bhakti Siddhanta receives a lot of criticism from the Babaji Sampradayas at Radha Kund. Everyone know this? Are you guys aware of this? That Bhakti Siddhanta is criticized by a lot of other Babaji groups. And in fact, some people even claim that he's not bona fide and Prabhupada is not bona fide and hence they leave ISKCON. So anyways, His Holiness Damodar Swami did a very valuable service by establishing the credibility of our ISKCON movement and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta on the basis of Shastra and analysis of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I'm hoping to discuss that a little bit today. You know, my personal appreciation for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is very much connected to this class because When I first came about 4 years ago, I remember Jai Jagannath Prabhu. I'd only been coming around for like 9 or 10 months. He sat me down one day and said, "We're going to read something today by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta." And I was like, "Oh, great, this should be interesting." And I remember from the very first line itself, I couldn't make sense of anything he was saying. And we had to stop after every line, and he had to explain. It was an essay on Naam Bhajan. And it was the most complex thing I'd ever come across. But it was really fascinating the way he presented the philosophy. So anyways, we'll begin. I just have some notes here that I'm hoping to take assistance from. Let me just pull those up real quick. Okay. That's not it. Hold on 1 second. Okay, here we go. So, oh, I also forgot to ask for the blessings of all the senior devotees who are assembled here to be able to speak something. I apologize, that was not very nice. So, okay. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made a lot of very unique contributions to our lineage. He made a lot of theological contributions. One of the points that he would often stress is worshipping Krishna alone without Radharani is akin to Mayavada or impersonalism. That was one of his theological contributions. The printing press, the Brihad Mridanga, printing lots and lots of books. Yukta Vairagya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was one of the first acharyas who used the motor car, dressed very gentlemanly-like. In fact, he wanted his brahmacharis to look very prim and proper when preaching. He wanted his brahmacharis to have visiting cards. And in fact, there's one very interesting episode with the governor of Bengal. At the opening of the Mayapur temple, when he came, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta had cuisine arranged from a Calcutta hotel, and even meat was served because he wanted the governor to feel comfortable. So it's a very, very exemplary example of Yukta Vairagya. We cannot imitate these things. But you know, of course, for him, everything was the Lord's energy, so he could do that. We don't want to imitate such things. But just an example of how revolutionary Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was in spreading Krishna consciousness. But at least the part that I found most inspiring that I would want to talk about today is his emphasis on Naam Sankirtan. And to understand why this is why his emphasis on Naam Sankirtan is so valuable and why it's so essential to our discussion today, we should discuss a little bit about the history of our Sampradaya. After Lord Chaitanya left, he entrusted the teachings of our Sampradaya to Rupa Goswami, right? We always chant this pranam mantra, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam, because he knew the desires of Lord Chaitanya. So this knowledge of how to spread devotional service was entrusted to Rupa Goswami, who delineated in some very nice books. One of them is The Nectar of Devotion. Now, in The Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami lays out in three very simple verses what is Raga Nuga Sadhana Bhakti. Does everyone, who here doesn't know what Raga Nuga Sadhana Bhakti is? Karuna, you don't have to raise your hand, but you might know what it is. So. Who here doesn't know what Raga Nuga Sadhana Bhakti is? One? Anybody here? No? Okay, so good. We won't have to go into too much description. Basically, it just means a devotional service that's more spontaneous. So in the beginning, you follow a lot of rules and regulations, but then you get to a stage where you're doing it out of love and affection. That's what Raga Nuga Sadhana means. So the description given by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion then became the sort of underlying principles for how, you know, Raga Nuga Sadhana was then applied in our lineage. So Lord Chaitanya gave information on Raga Nuga Sadhana to Swarup Damodar, who gave it to his disciples and like that. But they used the framework created by Rupa Goswami. And in essence, that framework was that the qualification for Raga Nuga Sadhana is eagerness or intense greed. Just like some of us are in college and maybe we have job aspirations. So if you really, really want to work for like Microsoft, you know, then when you go for the interview and the person will be able to perceive that, it'll create your qualification for the job. But if you just go for the interview and they're like, "Why do you want this job?" and you're kind of just like, "You know, I don't really care whether I get it or I don't get it," then why would they hire you? Because they want someone who's willing to work there, right? So you have to show an intense eagerness or greed to have that job. So this was considered the qualification for Raga Nuga Sadhana. And then there were other descriptions also, how one actually applies that in his life. So then what happened is, over the years, there was a disciple, a great-great-grand disciple of Swarup Damodar. His name was Dhyan Chandra Pandit. He compiled a kind of a manual, a booklet, called on Ekadasha Bhav. Ekadasha Bhav are the 11 details that are given to a initiate, like a person who's getting initiated, in the line of the Babajis, those who follow Raga Nuga Sadhana. So when the person would get initiated, they would give them 11 details, like, for example, Terence, It would be like, you know, what is your name in the spiritual world? What is your form? What is your particular service to Radha and Krishna? Stuff like that. These details were given, you know, this is called Ekadasha Bhav, or 11 symptoms. Now what happened was when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhakti Thakur started preaching, Gaudiya Vaishnavism had kind of come to a decline. Because this practice was going on, a lot of people who didn't have the qualification for such an elevated type of realization were being given this very freely. Someone who still had a lot of sex desire, for instance, was being told that you're a gopi and you have this very intimate service for Radha and Krishna, and now you should meditate on this. So because the basic qualification, as we already discussed, is intense eagerness, because the intense eagerness to serve the Lord wasn't there, their mind would contemplate these things, but then would often get deviated into basically just sense gratification. And so Gaudiya Vaishnavism had gotten a very bad name, you know, in modern society, because they generally saw people doing very deviant things in the name of Vaishnavism. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, decided that they would kind of change that image. And so it's very important to understand that when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta started preaching, it was the industrial revolution was just beginning in India. So what happens when there's industrial revolution, right? There's intense consumerism. A lot of amenities and products that weren't available to people earlier were not very easily available. Fine clothes, intoxication, things like that. So what you were dealing with were people who were very much interested in sense gratification. So what does Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur do in this scenario? Right, this was our past lineage, and now he's trying to preach and spread Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So he decided to focus on something else. Primarily, he decided to focus on Vedi Bhakti. Right, Vedi Bhakti is the process of gradual purification of heart for the attainment of genuine taste. Because when actual taste awakens, the heart becomes purified. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta sought to emphasize Vedi Bhakti. And within that, he emphasized three things in particular. Nam Seva. Right, so Nam Sankirtan, Japa, things like that. Harikatha, which means preaching, the activities of preaching, printing booklets, you know, lectures, things like that. And Guru Nishta. He emphasized these three qualities because he explained that these three things will actually purify the heart and enable us for those higher levels of realizations and activities and devotional service. So instead of taking on the practice of Ekadasha Bhav, which is giving some neophyte person some very, very intimate details of his spiritual life, you know, he decided not to do that, for which he received a lot of criticism. This is why a lot of groups think Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur deviated from Gaudiya Vaishnavism, because he decided not to continue that practice. This is very important to understand. But we should know, as followers of Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, that what he did give us is actually a more scientific process and very, very bona fide also. And we'll discuss, using some Shastric references, why this is so important. So in that Vedi Bhakti, he stressed Nam Seva. Now, all of us are familiar with Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're familiar with Lord Chaitanya and how he went to see his spiritual master Ishvara Puri in Gaya, right? And we're familiar that when he went to his spiritual master and you know, basically asked for initiation, his spiritual master said, "You're just a fool. You're not qualified to study Vedanta. You should just chant the holy names." So now I'm going to read a few verses from that conversation so we can all understand the significance of what the spiritual master was relaying to Lord Chaitanya, his disciple, in terms of the holy name. So this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 7, verse 72. So Ishvara Puri says, "You are a fool," he said. "You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns." This is a very important point. So in the very beginning itself, Ishvara Puri establishes that, you know, you're not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy. You just focus on chanting the holy names. "Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord." This is also a very, very important point. Because see, one of the criticisms that the traditionalists or the Babaji's make against our, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada, is that by taking away this process of Siddha Pranali or Ekadasha Bhav, the practices of Smarnam and things like that, and, you know, delaying it for a later stage in our development, then we're actually holding people back from relishing the higher realizations in Krishna consciousness. And so these verses here are actually proving that within our philosophy, that's not true. In fact, just by taking shelter of the holy names, one can get those higher realizations, one can see the Lord's lotus feet. Right here, Ishvara Puri is confirming this. This is why these verses are very important. He then goes on to say, "In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name. which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. And then finally, there's just two more verses in this section that I just want to share. My dear child, continue dancing, chanting, and performing Sankirtan in association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam. So you see here, this is interesting. In this verse, we find two of the things that Bhaktisiddhanta emphasized, the Nam Sankirtan, and also the prachar, or the preaching, the values of chanting Krishna Nam. For by this process, you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. And if you have faith in the spiritual master's instructions, then you also, the third principle is also covered, Guru Nishtha, right, by following this one verse. Saying this, my spiritual master taught me a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking. Therefore, he recited this verse again and again. And this is the verse from the Bhagavatam. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Now, we may not be experiencing these symptoms in our chanting just yet. But why am I mentioning these verses? Why did Damodar Swami go on, you know, great detail to analyze these verses? To establish that actually if you take to this process of Nam Sankirtan, then through the process of gradual purification, these kind of symptoms that are considered, you know, very, very exalted, these ecstatic emotions and symptoms that develop in the body will awaken within oneself. One need not take shelter of anything else but Nam Sankirtan. So this is why this section is very important. And with this faith, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta went ahead to kind of establish his movement on the sound footing of, you know, using the temples, the preaching, and everything just to encourage people to do Nam Seva. This is also substantiated by Jiva Goswami in his Bhakti Sandarbha. He explains how actually, in the beginning, to purify the heart, one must develop a practice of hearing the holy name. Right? Oftentimes we ask our spiritual masters and senior devotees, like, how should I chant? What should be the mood in our chanting? So Jai Jampu told me a very nice story one time. He said one time, someone asked Radhanath Swami how to chant nicely. And Radhanath Swami said, there was a famous, now this is like a story inside a story inside a story, kind of like the Bhagavatam. So Radhanath Swami told a story in relation to this question. And he said, there was once a very, very famous baseball player who had one of the highest, like, home run averages in the country. So someone asked him, what's the secret to your excellent batting score? You know, how do you do so well at baseball? What's your secret? So this guy said, well, when the pitcher throws the ball, I look at it, and then I hit it. That's it. That was the simple answer. So Radhanath Swami said the secret to chanting Hare Krishna is just to chant. Just chant Hare Krishna and try to hear the sound vibration. Because just in that simple process of connecting the sound to the ear and letting it go inside without our mind thinking about this, that, you know, injecting various emotions into the chanting, which are helpful. No one's saying that we shouldn't do that. We're not saying that you shouldn't pray while you're chanting. But the point is, you should be able to hear the sound very clearly, every single syllable, because that sound is purifying our heart. So Jiva Goswami explains that as the sound of the Maha Mantra purifies the heart, then in the beginning one becomes accustomed to hearing the name, which reveals the form, which reveals the qualities, which then reveals the pastime. Successive revelation through the process of Nam Sankirtan. So Jiva Goswami explains this in Bhaktisiddhanta. I thought of a nice analogy to kind of better understand this point. And I was thinking about it kind of like this, you know, suppose you have a friend in another city, and maybe your friend has a child, you know. Then in the beginning, your friend will just tell you, hey, I had a son, his name is like Owen, you know. And then maybe at some point, they'll send you a picture of this child. So then you'll get to see the child. Now there's a name connected to the form of the child. Then as you speak to your friend more and more frequently, they'll tell you, oh, Owen's walking now, he said this, he did like that. Now the qualities are becoming more manifest in your mind. Then at some point, maybe you'll actually get to see your friend and meet this child, and at that point, you'll actually see the child kind of interacting. So this is kind of a crude example, but this kind of gives us an idea how by maintaining a relationship with Krishna and his devotees, and by becoming attached to his name, then, you know, there's successive revelation from that point onwards. So now this is where I was going with this point. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes in one of his books where he lays out the principles of devotional service called Raghavartmika Chandrika. that there's three ways of getting knowledge of one's, his spiritual position in the spiritual world. There's three ways of doing that. The first is that you hear about it from your spiritual master, your Diksha Guru. This is kind of what the Babaji's do, right? When they give initiation, they tell the initiate, this is your name, this is your form, this is your qualities. You just meditate on this, right? That's one way of doing it. The other way of doing it is an advanced Vaishnav in your life, someone, a Shiksha Guru. He may not be your Diksha Guru, but he knows you very well, he's very advanced. He may reveal this to you. And the third way of receiving this information is by purification of one's heart through very intense bhajan, the super soul, who is also the spiritual master, right? The spiritual master is considered the external manifestation of super soul. The super soul from within will give you these higher realizations, will reveal these things to you. So this point is also important so that we can understand that actually if we follow the process that's been given to us by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, and we commit ourselves to offenseless chanting of the holy names, giving up the offenses, giving up the anarthas, then over a period of time, the super soul will reveal these things from within ourselves, depending on the intensity of our bhajan. This was kind of the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's why in his, you see, we've heard so many pastimes, I've been reading this book, Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, and he really discouraged his disciples from kind of jumping ahead, you know, putting themselves ahead of where they were at spiritually, right? So it's kind of, the analogy that comes to mind is like, you know, you have someone like, who's very young, like say like Karuna, and you give him a Mercedes to drive. You know, he doesn't know how to drive. What's he going to do with the Mercedes? So you have a neophyte devotee, and you tell him, you're a gopi in Vrindavan. He doesn't know what that means. He doesn't have that intensity of service. So what is the use of knowing such things when you don't have the mood of an eternal resident of Vrindavan? So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta grounded his mission in this understanding that actually, because the mind is not ready to handle such deep meditations, let it become purified to intense Nam Sankirtan. And we see this example also in current ISKCON. We see Aindra Prabhu's example. Aindra Prabhu one time very famously said, you know, because in the beginning of 24-hour kirtan, he would chant by himself for 12, 14 hours a day. In fact, he would have to do so much sankirtan that he wasn't able to finish his nam japa of vrata, his 16 rounds. In fact, I remember in one conversation he was sharing how that he let that build up till he'd accumulated like some 320 rounds, you know, for not having completed his 16 rounds for a few weeks, you know, because he was trying to hold down the 24-hour kirtan department by himself and like two other people. But Aindra Prabhu also said that, you know, you try chanting the holy name for 12 hours a day and see what it does to your subtle body. He made this statement. So we see also also how Prabhupada started the Hare Krishna movement by chanting in Tompkins Square Park. You know, because these devotees, they have this faith that simply by propagating the holy names, we will attract the right people, we will attract the sincere people, and we will also purify our own hearts and get those higher realizations in Krishna consciousness. So, I want to end now quickly with, well, yeah, we have about 10-15 minutes. So I'll just tell a few short pastimes and then we'll end and see if people have any questions. In 1932, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was in Braj Mandal Parikram. And somebody asked him, maybe somebody from like a Babaji line, it doesn't mention who. Somebody asked him, what is your Siddha Pranali mantra? Siddha Pranali is like we were discussing the process that the Babajis use, right? So in their process, there's some Siddha mantra. And they asked Bhaktisiddhanta, what is it? And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta very famously replied, Trinadapi Suni Chena, Taroriva Sahishnuna, Amanena Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Right? This is our Siddha Pranali. That the eternal constitutional position of the soul is to be a servant of Krishna. That in every situation in life, he's thinking, how can I serve? How can I be humble? How can I be very meek and low? And if one is able to realize this mood, then that is actual attainment of our spiritual form, right? Because the mood will reveal the form. But to understand our form but not understand the mood, you're skipping. It's like in English you have this expression, you put the cart before the horse. Right? Is that the right expression? So you haven't realized the humility part, but you're, you know, jumping ahead to something else. So I thought this was a nice pastime, kind of revealed Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's mood on this point. So I'll just tell a few short pastimes that I appreciated very much. At one time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was invited to Mangalagiri, which is in South India. Does anybody know where Mangalagiri is? Where is it? It's in Andhra Pradesh. Okay, so Shukadev knows. Huh? Near Vijayawada. So a new temple was being opened. And so he went down to Mangalagiri, and there the brahmacharis there started complaining that Prabhupada, they used to call him Prabhupada, you know, some of the brahmacharis have left the ashram and they're becoming very materialistic and so on and so forth. And, you know, one thing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta did not tolerate was criticism of his devotees. You know, he didn't like his disciples finding fault with other disciples. So, as a display of his own personal humility, he then shared that actually, when we see somebody, you know, if we see somebody else not performing service to Bhagavan, right, externally we're thinking this person is not doing his service to Bhagavan, we should think that he's like a rich man who has acquired so much wealth that he need no longer work hard to make this money anymore. You know, so this is kind of really far out. How do you have this kind of vision? You know, you see someone not doing their service, and this is the attitude he's asking us to have. So it's very far out. In another instance, there was a DT installation in Assam, in a very remote place, in like a very remote village area. And some brahmachari had been sent there to organize the event. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had another disciple, a more senior disciple, who, I can't remember his name right now, but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta one time commented that he had volcanic energy. You know, this person could really do marvelous things. So a few days before the event, they sent this devotee, this volcanic energy devotee, Prabhu, to Assam with a few other brahmacharis to make sure that everything was going on okay. And when they arrived in Assam, they found out that actually not only, like, nothing had been done. There were no initial preparations, there were no secondary preparations, nothing had been done. So then this devotee kind of, because he's so smart and so dedicated, he just put all his energy together, and within 3 days he organized this beautiful festival for the DT installation in Assam. When he came back to Calcutta, some of the devotees there said, you should tell Prabhupada that, you know, this brahmachari who we sent to Assam didn't do his service, that you had to go and organize everything, you know. This devotee was feeling a little humble, he was feeling a little shy, he didn't know how to approach this subject matter. But he decided to bring it up to his spiritual master anyways in a morning walk. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's reply was so nice. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, what is wrong with you? You should think that this service was meant for you. Don't think that this other person didn't do his service. Rather, you should think that actually I was supposed to organize this DT installation, and I got a chance to do this service. So don't find fault. So I like these little pastimes. There was another little pastime. I'll read that, and then I'll read a little section from here, and then we'll conclude the class. There was another little pastime towards the end of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life, where he was very sick. So Kunj Bihari Prabhu, who was one of his very intimate devotees, arranged for some very smart Calcutta doctor to come and see his spiritual master. So this doctor came and, you know, did a physical exam of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and then told him that actually your problem is you talk too much. You know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was very fond of giving long lectures on Harikatha, you know. In fact, he told his disciples you shouldn't speak for more than a half hour, but for his own self, he would, you know, when it was time to give lectures, he would go on for 2, 3, 4 hours sometimes. He just loved to just elaborate on Harikatha. And he was very sick, and his doctor said, actually, your problem is you talk too much. You should take rest. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, what do you mean I should take rest? What is the use of my life if I cannot go on glorifying Lord Hari? And then he gave this doctor an hour-long lecture on the importance of Harikatha. So then the disciples were later on joking that actually we brought this doctor to give treatment to our spiritual master, but it looks like the doctor got a treatment from our spiritual master in return, you know. So I thought this was a nice pastime because it's very indicative of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's life. In fact, at the there's a quote at the beginning of this book that His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Maharaj writes from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta that kind of shows why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was so relentless in preaching Harikatha. It says here, if to carry out the command of the Vaishnav Guru, I have to be arrogant or brutish, or suffer eternal perdition, I am prepared to welcome such eternal damnation and even sign a contract to that effect. Basically, he's ready to go to hell. I will not listen to the words of malicious persons in lieu of the command of Sri Gurudev. I will dissipate with indomitable courage and conviction the currents of thought of the rest of the world, relying on the strength derived from the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev. I will confess to this arrogance. So this is classic Bhaktisiddhanta, you know, complex, poetic, full of emotion, charged with conviction about preaching about the necessity of preaching the absolute truth. So it's 12:01. I'll just read this little section and then we can pause to see if anyone has any questions or if they would like to offer some discussion points. So this is from chapter 11 of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. This section is called Chanting the Holy Names. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was deeply attached to the holy names of Krishna. Whenever devotees inquired how to improve their bhakti and to overcome anarthas, he usually stressed the need to chant faithfully and offenselessly, quoting Lord Chaitanya's statement, Iha haite sarva siddhi habe sabar. By this alone, all perfection will come. It's an interesting point because I was thinking about it, like when we get initiated, it's interesting, we only make one, like there's only one principle we actually agree to follow, which is chanting 16 rounds every day. The other four are actually negative injunctions, right? So the only positive injunction we're accepting is to chant 16 rounds. Just, I thought this was kind of a nice way of seeing how important it is, this Naam Japa is so important. He advised, chant the Maha Mantra loudly and with attachment. This will drive away inertia, worldly ills, and disturbances. He maintained that chanting the Lord's names is tantamount to directly seeing Him. This is higher type realization. The Lord and His name are one and the same. Chanting the holy name is equivalent to directly experiencing Him. He always emphasized Hari Nam as the topmost sadhana. And now there's a little paragraph. I guess it's a quote from one of his writings. To make us wholly devoted to Krishna's name, Sri Gaurangadev, the combined form of Sri Radha Govinda, came to this world. But if we disregard his teachings and show no interest in Sri Nam Seva, we will never attain auspiciousness. Sri Nam Sankirtan is the best sadhana. If other sadhanas help us in Krishna Sankirtan, then they deserve to be called sadhana. Otherwise, they are simply impediments to sadhana. It's kind of heavy. Please don't take this reading to mean that tomorrow morning when it's time for you to cook breakfast, you tell Mother Himangi that I have to chant my rounds now. That is not the way to apply this principle. We shouldn't abandon our services to chant. We should know that there's a proper time for chanting. And also, actually, ideally, we should be chanting and doing our service at the same time. That way the chanting never stops. If other sadhanas help us in Krishna Sankirtan, then I already read this statement, sorry. Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan is the emperor of sadhanas. It is the only infallible sadhana capable of bringing us to siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. So it's clear. Srimad Mahaprabhu did not speak of teaching Archana, but in Shikshastaka, he taught Nam Bhajan. Although in Kali Yuga, other limbs of bhakti should be performed, they should be accompanied by bhakti denoted by kirtan. So, this is a very practical point also, because if you talk to any devotee who goes out for Sankirtan, they'll tell you that kirtan is so attractive. It's so attractive, like, you know, all kinds of people stop and listen to the kirtan. All kinds of people appreciate it. Ask Yaya how many free CDs he distributes every time we do kirtan. Like, all kinds of people stop. Because music in Kali Yuga is very attractive to everyone, you know. So Mahaprabhu was a genius. He took that medium of music, which he knew that everyone in Kali Yuga would very much appreciate, but he made it completely spiritual and completely transcendental. So although they don't realize it, they're humming along to our harmonium and our mridanga, you know, but they're actually getting so much purification. And in fact, I've noticed this, the form that Harinam Sankirtan takes is so attractive to people, you know. Oftentimes people will come up and like, I'll try to give them a flyer or something for our college programs, but they'll be looking at Yaya's drum. They'll be like, what's that drum or what's that instrument, you know? Even just the external appearance of it is so attractive to people. So anyways, this was my personal appreciation of Nam Sankirtan and of Srila Bhakti Sandha Saraswati Thakur. Please forgive me for any shortcomings in my presentation. Like I said, it's my first time giving class. So, does anybody have any questions, comments, criticisms? Shukadev Prabhu has a question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
So,
you said one of the aspects of Vaidhi Bhakti is following rules and regulations strictly, and on the other hand, Siddha Pranali, which is, I mean, from Bhakti Siddhanta's point of view, it's the opposite thing, where one spontaneously starts practicing devotion to one particular, I mean, in our thing, it's usually Krishna, and in a particular mood or rasa also. Have you read anything about what's the acceptable level? Because sometimes devotees get attracted to multiple Vishnu Tattvas, Ram, Narasimha, Krishna. I'm also like that. And my reasoning is it's better to read those pastimes than some novels. And those pastimes are full of appreciation for devotional service and devotees. So that's my level. But do you know any pastimes or anything related to Bhaktisiddhanta who said, did he say anything about this? Or even he?
Is your question that at what point do we become qualified for something like that? Is that your question?
Yes, when do we know that? I'm not talking about qualification in general. I don't want to force something on myself.
Sure.
But when do we know that I need to approach Krishna through his form as Lord Ram or Lord Narasimha?
Oh, I see.
And I want to approach him in the mood of a friend or a servant.
This is a nice point. Actually, Damodar Maharaj in his essay, he kind of addresses this point, and he explains that actually it's not Nam alone that'll give you prema. It's Nam that is chanted and infused with intense devotion for a particular form of the Lord, you know, in a particular type of rasa. So that, but he explains that that knowledge also becomes revealed to you through intense bhajan. As your bhajan and service attitude become very deep and intense, then naturally those things become revealed to you. I've also heard from other devotees that the way it works is you associate with advanced Vaishnavas who have that kind of greed, and you read Srimad Bhagavatam very, very seriously. And by reading the pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam and associating with advanced Vaishnavas, then you will naturally feel an attraction for a particular form of the Lord. At our stage, you're absolutely right, you know, better to read about Ramayana than watch like YouTube videos, you know. We'll get purification from doing that, absolutely. Those who are more advanced, then they're feeling attraction for a certain form because of their intense bhajan. They're reading, they're chanting, they're reading Bhagavatam very closely. Especially for us, for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, studying Bhagavatam is absolutely essential. And through that study of Bhagavatam and studying it very closely, then, you know, the particular form that we're supposed to approach becomes manifest in our heart. And the way I also see it is that, you know, Krishna wants us to come back to him. So as soon as he sees that the desire is, you know, there, then he'll help. He'll manifest those things. This is what I've also heard from other devotees. So I don't know if that satisfies your question. Also, just so you know, on the Siddha Pranali point, it's mentioned that actually 50 years ago at least, when they were giving Siddha Pranali, you had to chant 300 rounds a day, every day for a whole year before you were qualified to take initiation into Siddha Pranali. So clearly what's happening nowadays is very washed down process. So that was an interesting point. Yeah? No, sorry, 192 rounds a day, 300,000 names. Sorry, 192 rounds, 300,000 names. Every day for a whole year, you had to do that before you could get initiation into Siddha Pranali. So I don't know how many people are doing that now. Anyways, anything else? Yeah, I approve this question.
Thank you for your class, Prabhu.
Cool.
This has to do with, you mentioned that even though Nam Sankirtan is important, also is equally as important as avoiding offenses, obviously. So we hear that one of the 10 offenses is to not preach to the faithless. So you mentioned we go on college campuses and they hear our kirtan and stuff. So sometimes we're kind of vague. People ask us, what is this? And we're like, you know, it's just, you know, meditation and, you know, to purify the mind.
Get rid of stress.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So how far can one go? Does it, like, what's the, I guess, can you give any advice or knowledge of how you should deal with it?
There's two types of preaching. There's soft preaching and there's hard preaching. And neither one of those is actually considered preaching. Because in soft preaching, you kind of neglect the philosophy and you make it all about emotions. And in hard preaching, you neglect the person and you make it all about the philosophy. Right, but real preaching is actually understanding the time, place, and circumstance, and ascertaining what can this person handle. And at least we've seen from the example of our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada, is you find how this person can be engaged in Krishna's service somehow or other. I'll tell you a personal example. I took one devotee couple. I don't want to go into too many names, but there's one nice devotee. Her husband is not following so much Krishna consciousness. So I took both of them to meet Rompad Maharaj. And because she's very serious, she's chanting 16 rounds and everything. You know, for her it was like, you know, okay, how can you do more intense direct devotional service? But for her husband, Maharaj thought, why don't you get involved with Food for Life? And Maharaj told me later on, because with Hindus, they like to do charity work, you know? So because they like charity work, they usually like to help people, they like to do philanthropy. So then we find a way to engage their philanthropic nature. And so Maharaj encouraged him, why don't you start doing Food for Life? And he was very enthusiastic. He said, that sounds like a great idea. So in that way, you know, because he has the vision, he can perceive subtle conditioning. He knew, okay, what can this person handle? You know, and then he suggested something that really worked for him. So, you know, my understanding of it is that one has to have some higher level realization. Like, we've heard of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, right? Everyone here knows Nityananda Prabhu from Dallas? Yes? Everyone knows Nityananda Prabhu from Dallas? Okay, good. So Nityananda Prabhu was telling us that the first time he met his spiritual master, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and there was a history. Nityananda Prabhu's family had sued the ISKCON temple in Fiji because they were making so much music, loud kirtan. It was really disturbing their family life. So they had actually sued the devotees. And Nityananda Prabhu comes from a very respectable family in Fiji. In fact, his father was like vice president or like member of the parliament or something very prestigious. And they were big businessmen, you know, they had lots of money. And so it was kind of a publicized feud, actually. In fact, I think it was even in the papers. So when Tamal Krishna Maharaj went to Fiji, he asked Nityananda Prabhu to come and meet him. So Nityananda Prabhu did that. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked him to write his schedule for the day on a piece of paper. So he did like that. He wrote, I wake up at 5 o'clock. He was a bhakta of Lord Shiva. I do my Shiva puja and all these things. So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj looked at this paper and kind of looked at it very closely. And then he just scratched out something and then made a little adjustment and then gave it back to Nityananda Prabhu. And the adjustment that Tamal Krishna Maharaj had made was that he changed Nityananda Prabhu's swimming time from 7 a.m. in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. And Nityananda Prabhu said, why did you do that? And he said, see, generally afternoons is when the body gets sluggish. So if you do a little exercise in the afternoon, you can be more alert for your business activities and you'll make more money. Right? So you want to make more money, right? And Nityananda Prabhu was like, oh yeah, of course, I'm a businessman. Of course I want to make more money. So like that, you know, but that gave him a lot of faith. He described it on. That gave me a lot of faith in this person that, wow, he's a smart guy. He's intelligent. He knows what he's talking about. I can trust him, you know. And so then when Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, I'll tell you what, you read Prabhupada's books for a month. You come to all our temple programs, and if you do it for a month, and if you're not convinced of our philosophy, then we will pack up and we will shut down our temple. But if you're convinced, you must join. And because he had already gotten a little conviction that maybe this person is quite intelligent, he knows what he's talking about, he agreed to follow. And he did that. For a whole month, he came to the Mangal Arati and read Prabhupada's books. And at the end of the month, he said, I want to get initiated. So this is called preaching, you know. So we have to know what the person can handle. So if we're soft preachers or hard preachers, we're not really doing good for anyone. Because in hard preaching, you lose the person. And in soft preaching, you lose the philosophy. So we have to know. Sorry. Okay, we're done. 12:14. Haribo. Thank you, everyone.
Can you hold this? Hare Krishna, now we are going to offer Pushpanjali, which means an offering of flowers in honor of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So hold your flowers, don't throw them till I gave the, I will say the word Pushpanjali at the end and three times. So you have to save enough for using three times the flowers. Don't. And now I will recite the prayers. Please repeat after me. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani, Pracharine, Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi, Paschatya, Deshatarine, Nama Om, Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Namine Shri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripaptaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhurya Chwalya Prematya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vikrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dhanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambhode Padam Bhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachit Ananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Birbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Satchana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarbhavauma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya
Namne Gauratushe Namaha
Namne Gauratushe Namaha
Panchatattvamakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhakta Bhaktaram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvatsva Padham Bhoja Radha Madana Mohana Divyat Brindaranya Kalpadrumataha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Deva Preshtalibik Sevyamanav Smarami Srimam Rasa Rasarambi Bangshi Bhatta Tatastita Karksham Venur Swanay Gopir Gopinata Sriestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshabhana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhurya Jwala Premadhyā Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Pushpamjali Hari Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Ki Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Namine Shri Varshava Navidevi Daitaya Kripaptaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojwala Prematya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Puspanjali Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Srimate Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Namine Puspanjali Srila Bhakti Siddhanta
Samsara Dava Nalanida Loka Tranaya Karunya Gana Gana Tvam Prapta Sakalyana Gurana Vasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Mahaprabho Kirtana Tyagita Vaditra Madhyan Manisora Sveta No? Romanchikam Pashitranga Bhajo Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam.
You don't know how to play this?
Shri Vigraharadhan Nityanana Shringara Tanman Nirmarjanado
The car chops were messing me up behind me.
Yuktasya Bhakta Chaniyunja Topi Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Shri வந்தே குரு ஸ்ரீ சரணாய விந்தாம் வந்தே குரு ஸ்ரீ சரணாய விந்தாம் சதுர்விதாஸ்ரீ பகவத் பிரசாதா ஸ்வாதன த்ரிப்தான் ஹரிபக்த சங்கான் மருதாசதேவா வந்தே குரு ஸ்ரீ சரணாரவிந்தம் ஸ்ரீ ராதிகா மாதவியோர பாரா மாதுரியலீலா குணரூப நாம்நாம் ஸ்வாதாலோலோபாஸ்ய வந்தே குரு ஸ்ரீ சரணாரவிந்தம் நிகுஞ்சயோ நோ ரதிகேலே சேதாயே யாயாலி தேதி ரிஷேக்ஷனியா தாட்சாதிவல்லபாஸ்ய வந்தே குரு ஸ்ரீ சரணாரவிந்தம் 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 சாட்சாத்தரீத்வேன வந்தே குரு ஸ்ரீ சரணாரவிந்தம் யஷ பிரசாதாத் பகவத் பிரசாதோ யஸ்ய பிரசாதாத் நகதி குதோபி யசஸ்விசந்தியாம் வந்தே குரு ஸ்ரீ சரணாரவிந்தம் வந்தே குரு ஸ்ரீ சரணாரவிந்தம் வந்தே குரு ஸ்ரீ சரணாரவிந்தம் Thank you. Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sankaradavananidaloka Ganaya Karunya Gana Gana Dwam. Kalyanadhyanavadya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Aya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine.
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine.
Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jayate Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste
Narasimhaya. Daladaladaine. Hiranyakashipurvakshah. Shilatankana kalaye. Ito Narasimha parato Narasimha.
Ito Narasimha parato Narasimha.
yato yato yamete to nashima bare nashima hridaye nashima bare nashima hridaye nashima Narasimha Madhem Sharanam Prabhade Hare Kare Kamala Vare Natha Madhuta Shringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Vishavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshav Drita Narhari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare
Can you go on?
Jaya Narasimha Dev, Jaya Narasimha Dev, Narasimha Dev, Jaya Narasimha Dev. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Om Vishnu. Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajaka Acharya Ashtuta Shatta Shri Srimati Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupad Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajaka Acharya Ashtuta Shatta Shri Srimati Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Shila Prabhupad Ki Jai. Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Anant Koti Vaishnav Bind Ki प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपा गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंज राधा कुंज गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की जय श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल योरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल योरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल योरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल योरिज ऑल योरिज ऑल योरिस्ट गुरु एंड गौरंगा श्री प्रभुपाद की जय भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय
Hare Krishna. The prasadam will be served downstairs, so please join us. Thank you.